This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take the highway to the end of the night.
Jones is an Army veteran, a patriot, an incredible major filmmaker. He's had some blockbusters, one of the biggest Christian filmmakers out there. He's very diplomatic, and I know he has to work with the local authorities there, and I know that he wants to help a lot of people. And he's going to be taking over here in a few minutes. I'll come back in the next segment and talk a little bit more. This is a short segment. Some stations don't carry this, but I didn't talk to you during the break. We'll just get this out in the open. I agree with you being diplomatic. And you're just trying to help people right now, but they didn't trim the trees, they didn't turn the power off, they cut the water, they didn't turn on the sirens. You know, they have a great, best siren system in the U.S. there, everybody knows that. And the globalists have been trying to take that property. I don't see any way to cut this, either the most criminal negligence I've ever seen, or this has been administrative mass murder in my view, Can you speak to that? What are the locals saying? We know what they're saying. They're saying that.
Can I tell you the worst part of it all that America needs to prepare for? The worst part of it all is that the children were sent home. Because of the fires, they sent the children home. But their parents were at work. The sirens didn't go off. There's not good cell reception. And so, again, I pray for a miracle. I believe in God. I believe in miracles. I pray that these 1,200 missing are found and the casualty numbers stay exactly where they are. I pray that these children that were sent home from school somehow, you know, escaped a fire that was moving a mile a minute and made it to safety. What I don't get is the arrogance of our government officials. You know, the head of the emergency management agency refused water. They shut the water off. And, you know, there could have been something nefarious. Or it could be that they were just drunk with absurd ideologies. You know, the fact that they came out immediately and blamed this on climate change reminded me of when I took my friend Shirin when I was working in Iraq, when ISIS was raping its way across that country under the Obama-Biden administration, and President Biden chuckled and called ISIS the JV team. But the Yazidi people, August 3rd was the anniversary of their genocide, were being wiped from the face of the earth, the proto-Semitic people that Abraham came out of, Jews, Arabs, and Kurds descend from, were being erased from history. And my friend, an ISIS rape survivor, when we brought her to the United Nations to address a conference on displaced peoples, and then they were saying that the greatest cause of the cause of ISIS raping its way across Iraq was climate change. The fact that they were, oh, and how is this, Alex Jones? They, during one of the press conferences, the city and county and state officials said that they didn't apologize, that there was really nothing they could have done to prevent this catastrophe. So the people who cannot prevent forest fires from destroying a city in the year 2023 in the United States of America are going to change the planet's climate. The people, they cannot protect Lahaina. There's nothing they could have done. It is what it is. It was what it was. You know,
they absolve themselves from guilt while up to 2,000 are missing while they block the media, a cover up. This is disgusting.
Yeah, Alex. And if not for your show, I mean, I thank you so much.
No, don't thank me. We're all in this together. Brother, let's come back.
And your followers, your listeners, your fans, your coworkers.
There is great. There, it is the listeners that are the reason we're here. When we go to 60 seconds, I'm going to do one more segment and hand the baton to you. And please, I know you're busy. Up upload little videos to us, to my phone, whatever. Just whenever you want to join us, I'll come into an emergency Saturday show, Sunday, whatever. But, wow, this guy's so hard to get on to. He's in Afghanistan. He's in Ukraine. He's in now in his own home state. This is a disaster. That's why he's crying. Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vital Mineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. All the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That means everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I've only known Jason Jones since he was one of the leaders in Hawaii fighting the lockdowns and being arrested. We can show you a B-roll of that. But I consider him a good friend. He lives between Texas and Hawaii. He lives down in New Braunfels, just south of me here in Austin. I've never seen him so upset. He's an Army veteran. He has an aid group. He makes major films. He's a very humble guy, but he puts it all back into the community. And he's been very upset here because he's there in his home state watching this. And you're going to take over here in a few minutes, but I want you to, because you're not a crap talker, and I had to get you to talk about it. For people that just joined us, you started crying about them saying, we did nothing wrong and all of this. I can go anywhere in the U.S., they cut the brush back 10 feet from the wires. When a hurricane hits, they go, hey, we're turning the power off because of any fall. They're not going to burn stuff down. Everybody knows the defaults. They denied the water. This guy's an Obama Foundation leftist saying, it's we worship water here, and so we're not going to give it to you when there's tons of it coming down everywhere. It's tropical rainforest. I mean, it is insane. I mean, every default that you'd have in position to protect from this was turned off. Then we've got all these reports, people, the police blocking people in. The sirens weren't turned on. I've been in Hawaii in my life probably 10 times. I've heard sirens go off 3 times when they think a wave's coming in or something's going on. It has the best siren system in the world. You might explain that to people why. It's a giant military base, basically, as well. 3 of the islands have a big military presence. Oahu and of course, Kauai and Maui. All this going on, and then now they're like, get out of here. You can't bring aid in. Don't come into the area. You've got the power lines falling down, explosions, fire racing through the town. Like you said, footage you've seen that we're not going to show because you don't want to, of the young women all trapped and dying in a car as they live stream out. I mean, this is real. And we're told, like you said, oh, there's missing people. So they're deliberately playing this down. And then all these big billionaires racing in, and the governor within 2 days, now we're 9 days in, saying, oh, don't worry, we're going to take this over and build new high-rises and stuff, which the town just rejected, the most expensive real estate in the U.S., blue-collar people that are hanging on there, they just rejected a plan a few months ago. Now, in next week, or in a week and a half, they're having a big smart grid meeting, and now they're offering the smart. I mean, this is, I'm sorry. It's impossible for them to be this incompetent and perfectly turn off the sirens, turn off the water that day, and not trim the trees for years and leave the power on and then cover it up. And it's the same guy from Vegas. I mean, this stinks to high heaven.
Yeah. No, Alex, and one of the things you said, Sam, being was diplomatic or what my concern is I don't want to cause hurt within this community that's affected. And it's such a small community. There's only about 180,000 people in Maui, 13,000 people in Lahaina. All the families are connected. And, you know, these bureaucrats come out of these families. And that's what's so startling. You know, to let you know how small of a place this is, Alex, when I was arrested leading the anti-lockdown protest, the young man that handcuffed me, really sad. I felt bad for him, you know, because that young man who handcuffed me, the police officer, 20 years earlier had been my student when I was a teacher and taught Christology and ethics. And in my ethics class, you know, they would have to watch The Sound of Music, and we would talk about Rolf and you know, is obeying orders always a good thing? And literally, he did not want to handcuff me. And the police officer, this makes me so sad, the poor police officer that had to handcuff me had been my student. I really felt bad for him. You know, and Alex, I got a lot of guff. You know, they cut my family out of the newspaper so you couldn't see my wife's ethnicity. They hid my children from the shots. And I kind of went viral on a Hawaiian site. And they were like, who is this Haole coming from the mainland? And my son's friend called me, uncle, they wouldn't say this if they knew who you were. But it didn't bother me because I knew that they believed that these lockdowns were good for the community. And they saw that who is this guy trying to, you know, hurt the community. So I was not upset at all. And I also knew 100% that this ball was going to bounce tragically, and that people would come to understand what we were doing. And I do feel that this catastrophe is connected to that catastrophe. You talk about the sirens, Alex. In January of 2018, as you may remember, we had a false missile alert here. And I had to take my family into a cave. I wrote an article about it. I had a plan because since the mid-90s, I understood that I believe and I worry about in my anti-nuclear.
And not everybody's from Hawaii, born there. No, not like you, Jason. For those that know, it's the main missile defense base. It's the main Pacific base for the U.S. Kauai, where we're living, it has the anti-ballistic missiles and the laser defense systems. So you guys get missile alerts. That's why you have the sirens as well as tsunamis. And continue.
And for 36 minutes in January of 2018, we were told that there was incoming bound missiles. And for people in Hawaii, this was like, okay, we knew this day was going to come. I had a plan that I knew I had 17 minutes to get my family into Makua Cave. And I was able to get my family into this cave. And I had a plan to do this. I had go bags ready. I was dragging out the trash. I got the alarm. I said to my wife, grab the bags. She had hers, which were our documents, birth certificates, passports, everything. And my bag was food and other things, as you can imagine. And within 2 minutes, I had my five children at home in the car, and we were off to Makua Cave. So, you know, we have this false missile alarm that had people ripping open sewer caps and putting their children into sewers, putting the whole state in jeopardy.
Let's be clear, an alarm that nuclear missiles were coming.
Yeah, that's right it. That's right there. And I can tell you, for me, when I saw this, it was like, okay, I know. Today's the day. It was very sad, Alex, because I was turning the
bed. You're also a veteran. I mean, you have that background.
Yeah, I have that background. And, you know, I've been a father. I was a teen parent since I was 18. And I've just been obsessively concerned for my children's well-being. And that's what pushes me around the world when people go, what are you doing in Afghanistan or Ukraine? I always look at the world through the lens of a father who's in an impossible situation to care for his family. Vulnerable people are not weak people. They're strong people who've been placed in impossible situations. And when we stand with them, those impossible situations become possible. And so that's always been my mission. You know, the year before I was put my family into Makua Cave, I was in caves in Iraq, miles from ISIS with vulnerable minority communities in Iraq. And it was so striking to me that here I am a year after I was in a cave in Iraq. I'm in a cave in Hawaii. It was very striking. And then when the all clear went off and I drove home and I put the a Scooby-Doo movie on with my kids, and we were eating sugar cereal, which my wife never allows because I was trying to distract them from kind of the trauma that they just went through. Who was blowing up my signal? It was Kurdish Peshmerga soldiers and Yazidi ISIS survivors. They were the first ones to say, we were praying for you, brother, because they had empathy. The idea that I had to, that the people of Hawaii for 36 minutes, and people can't understand it who aren't from here. I mean, the idea that for 36 minutes you thought everyone you knew and loved was going to be gone, and now Lahaina's gone. And we do
need to get to the bottom. For those that don't know, if the Chinese or the Russians hit the U.S., they're going to hit Hawaii first.
Yeah, this is my great concern. And actually, at our website, thegreatcampaign.org, I have a plan. I've written a plan to eliminate strategic nuclear weapons, not tactical nuclear weapons. I think that's utopian to think that the countries of the world would ever get rid of tactical nuclear weapons.
But we shouldn't have strategic to take out population centers.
Yeah, strategic nuclear weapons have no just purpose. By owning them, by the United States and Russia and China maintaining strategic nuclear weapons, we're basically pointing a gun at every man, woman, and child in the world. I think the United States should lead the way in working toward an elimination of strategic nuclear weapons. Tactical nuclear weapons should be enough to prevent the great powers from launching a nuclear war. But you look at the brazen way that both the United States and Russia and NATO are behaving right now, tap dancing around. I say that this war in Ukraine, and I love the people of Ukraine so much, and going there, I feel at home because they have our values. They're great people. I was startled by how much I loved them and how much I felt at home there. But that war is a tap dance around strategic nuclear weapons. And the fact that you can't look to the New York Times or the mainstream media, that there's you know, Alex, you look at this in Ukraine. There's no one trying to for peace. No one's trying to help Ukraine really win either. They can't.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You will never see the elderly mistreated here, ever. My wife always says, if you ever stray, you're ending up in an old folks home. I'm like, great, so long as the old folks home is in Hawaii, because the people here know how to care for each other. You talk about community and stewarding resources. In Hawaii, we have a horrible homeless family, Much of our homeless problem comes from cities and counties around the United States sending their homeless here in the winter from Detroit, from Chicago. But if you look at our local homeless community, individuals generally don't fall to the street. No one falls until the family falls. And so we have a lot of families that are homeless, which is something I don't think you'll see in other parts of the United States. You see people fall, but not families fall. Why? Because your family stayed together.
But the rich people moving to Hawaii, I was going to leave, but you kind of invited me back. Yeah, you're the Hawaiian. You're the expert. You know, married to Hawaiian, but been there your whole life. But is it not that the billionaires coming in is just driving it up to drive out the small people?
Yeah, and that's why I'm glad you're sticking around, because this is what I wanted to ask you, Alex. I know Elon Musk respects you. Elon Musk's Starlinks have been a lifesaver here in Hawaii. They've also been a lifesaver. They were a lifesaver for us.
He needs to donate a bunch of Starlinks right now.
We need Starlinks, Elon Musk. We need Starlinks. But Elon, I'm going to give you your checkmate. You know, I don't know if you know this, Alex. My hobby, my love, I used to be a fighter when I was a young man. I still fight all the time. I train in mixed martial arts. My love is Muay Thai. I know Elon was going to choke out Mark Zuckerberg, which would have been great. But if you really want to checkmate this guy and him and his friends, you need to come out, Elon Musk, and say, I stand with the people of Lahaina. If Mark Zuckerberg and his friends think they're going to buy out Lahaina, Lahaina for locals, Lahaina for Hawaiians, and Lahaina for the Kama'aina. And what is the difference? I always want to distinguish between the Kama'aina and the Hawaiian community. The Hawaiians are the children of Hawaii. They're Hawaiian. They're native Hawaiians. This is their home. The Kama'aina were created by globalism 100 years ago, Alex, 120 years ago. They would bring in Filipinos and Chinese and Okinawans and Portuguese. They even brought people who looked like me, Scandinavians, and they thought the Scandinavians were going to work in the plantation. And like they, you know, that was the dumbest idea you could think of. It didn't work out very well. But they brought them here. They kept them separated by race, and they worked them to the bone. And then after decades and decades of working to the bone, by the middle of the 20s, after World War II, they began to gain influence, and they began to really participate in the instruments of power.
It's an incredible success story of the indigenous people and the slaves taking over.
Yes, and then what happens? GATT, the General Agreement in the mid-90s, what knit together all of these communities?
You guys were beef self-sufficient, poultry, fish, grain, totally self-sufficient. Overnight, everything's imported.
Right. And the segregating us by race? Oh, yeah, well, that doesn't work. Why? Because that pretty girl over there, I don't care what you're saying. I'm going to talk to her. And so what ended up happening is you start getting kids who are Filipino and Japanese, Chinese and Korean, Vietnamese and Haole. Next thing you know, their grandkids are marrying each other. So you meet people here and like, what is your ethnicity? Everyone's mixed. Obviously, I'm not. I tell people I'm Hapa Haole. I'm half white, half whiter. My kids are Hapa Haole.
But I've talked to the Hawaiians, like you said. I'm not bragging about my show. When I go there as an anthropological view, I'm the most popular anywhere in Hawaii. It's insane. And because they're anti-establishment, they get it. And I say, well, where are the Hawaiians? They go, we're all Hawaiians now. And that's the thing is they get it. It's the people have all come together.
Yeah, there's the native Hawaiians and there's the Kama'aina. Under the Kingdom of Hawaii, you didn't have to be ethnically Hawaiian. It wasn't a racist Western idea of a kingdom. You know, you had the native Hawaiian kingdom had citizens that were Haole, you had citizens that were Okinawan, they were Japanese. Those were called the Kama'aina, the children of the land. And then they're the Hawaiians. And now, of course, we're all one family. I have nieces and nephews. who I love with my whole heart, who are Native Hawaiian and Filipino and Chinese. You know, and so it's really we're knit together. All of us are knit together, and our humor is different. I think a lot of woke people would sit around my household and listen to how we tell jokes about each other, and they would be scandalized, you know, because our ethnicity comes into our humor. But it is a success story against globalism. The people of Hawaii, the culture of Hawaii, it's hard to radicalize. It's hard to create divisions. I would say COVID was a superstorm to do that, though. Why? Because the people of Hawaii are so radically committed to caring for the vulnerable, caring for the elderly. And so that narrative that if you don't wear a mask or if you don't stay home, you're a baby killer was really powerful here. And it was powerful for the most noble and beautiful of reasons, that they will do anything to protect
their elderly. But now it seems like they see through it.
They do. No, it's amazing. And that's what I said to my son's friend, Tafoa. He called me crying after I went viral on this one Instagram site. He's like, "Uncle, I'm so upset." I said, "Tafoa, don't be upset because people are going to see through this." And I said to Tafoa at the time, I said, "I love my community more than I'm worried about what they think of me right now. That's it. I love them more." And I feared the impact of COVID restrictions and COVID policies on Hawaii. And I feared what it was going to do. And I feared on depression. And I feared about the rise of suicide. And I feared food insecurity. These things, you know, really, I worried about all of this. We had elderly that died alone. I'm a Catholic. We had elderly that died alone and couldn't receive last rites, which could you imagine being an elderly, devout, pious Catholic Filipino woman? This is my friend's aunt in her late 80s. Her faith meant everything to her, and she couldn't receive last rites. This is, to me, is utterly, was unimaginable. And all these things, really, I feared that. But yeah, they were able to weaponize COVID here in a very powerful way. But here's my message to those of you who think that you're going to own Lahaina. They will never own Lahaina. Lahaina will be for the locals. Lahaina will be for those Hawaiian families that have been there forever. I think it was in 400 AD when Lahaina first had inhabitants. So, and those Kama'aina that were brought here, their ancestors were brought here and worked to the bone in the 19th and early 20th century, and they worked their whole lives for generations, you know, bleeding their blood into the land through their hard labor in the agriculture industry. That Lahaina's for them. Hawaii is the furthest place in the world from any place in the world. The majority of Native Hawaiians live outside of Hawaii. And that, you have to understand what that means to a communitarian culture. What that means is, we picked New Braunfels, Texas, because of all of our friends from Hawaii that moved there. It's our second week in Hawaii, in Texas. We threw a party. My neighbor came by the next day and said, "I've lived here my whole life. I've never had a party as big as yours. How do you know all these people?" Because they saw our Hawaii license.
Well, let's be clear. It's too expensive for the Hawaiians to move into Texas.
Yes, and that's what everyone has to decide. They have to decide. It's what I had to decide. You know, one of the factors why we moved is my nonprofit was funded from my movies and from my public speaking. And there was very little that came from donors at that time. We had to sell our home, we did well, and I threw $100,000 from the sale of the home into my nonprofit, and we were able to buy a house in Hawaii in cash, so I didn't have to take a paycheck for a year or so, and, you know, we were able to save our work, and thank God, because my organization was in a position to rescue thousands of Afghan SIVs. In fact, we're now operating in every province in Afghanistan. We have safe houses in Afghanistan and neighboring countries.
Jason, stay there. You take over. I'm leaving. I'll be listening, but I've got to go to meetings to stabilize. The enemy's at the gates. Literally, like, fireballs are shooting over right now. So I'm going to go deal to stop the enemy right now. We appreciate everybody. Jason Jones takes over. Go support him. Make a donation. Watch the material. Share it. HopeForHawaii.com. Even if you can't make a donation, share the article. Share the links. This guy is doing a great job.
Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. all the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That makes everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The Alex Jones Show. This is Jason Jones sitting in. I'm coming to you live from Maui. I want to thank Alex again for always sharing his program for vulnerable communities and especially for the people of Hawaii. It breaks my heart that I have to be on the show to discuss a tragedy like this that was totally preventable, and the news media is not covering it. I think right now, this hour that Alex Jones just gave to the people of Hawaii, and I'm really hoping that tomorrow I'll be able to bring on Native Hawaiians Kama'aina from Lahaina to share what they've experienced, because this is very important. And I think it's also very important, well, I know it's very important that all of you listening Alex reaches, this is a huge audience, but all of you who are using your social media, if you could share what you're finding on Instagram and other places, and I'm not talking speculation, I'm not talking about people's theories, but if you could share the stories from the Hawaiians, from the Kama'aina, from the families of Lahaina, just share their stories. Let people understand what the people of Lahaina experienced, the absolute utter destruction, the devastation, because the mainstream media is hiding it. Why? I really don't know. Why are they, you know, there are 1,000 missing, 2,000 missing, and then slowly, day by day, letting the numbers creep up, 7, 12, is absolutely unbelievable. But what I want to do in this segment is we have 8 minutes, and I want to talk about why I think that the communities in Hawaii, first of all, I want to just state this clearly. There is no way, there is absolutely no way that these vultures that are descending on Lahaina, while we are still sifting, we're still looking, we're still going through the remains, where families are wondering where their family members are who are missing. You still have to wear ventilators to walk down the street. The vultures are descending to try to exploit and take advantage of these families. They will never succeed. Lahaina will be for locals. Those Hawaiian families will have their land. Those Kama'aina will have their homes. And they will not succeed. But my speculation is that they don't want the world to know what happened to Lahaina, because they don't want people to have sympathy for the Hawaiians and for the people of Lahaina. So this show right now and you sharing their stories will, I think, spread around the world. But I want to talk about why I think that the people of Hawaii really have a secret to protect us from the ravages of globalism. What makes it ironic is it's a community that was really brought together by globalism over 100 years ago. Even before the overthrow of the Kingdom of Hawaii, you had industry bringing in migrant workers to work in the agriculture industry from the Philippines, from Japan, from Okinawa, from from Puerto Rico, believe it or not. The word paniolo, cowboy, comes from Espanolo. The first cowboys were Mexican, and that's where we get the word paniolo. So it's a rich history, and over a century of working together and living together and then finally marrying each other and having children, it's a very diverse and beautiful community. And so what are those principles that can stop a globalist from ripping apart our communities? I think the first principle is the telling the truth about the human person. And that's the most fundamental truth. If we don't know who the human person is, if we don't know who our neighbors are, if we don't know who we are, what else is there really to know? You're lost. And that truth is that each and every one of us has this incomparable dignity, that each one of us has a worth, that you could go in one of Elon's rocket ships across the cosmos for all eternity in any direction, and you're never going to meet anyone more special, more beautiful. You're never going to bump into anything more spectacular than your neighbor. It's just never going to happen. That is the fundamental principle. And that is something that when you come to Hawaii, you recognize automatically. That it's a community that recognizes the incomparable dignity and beauty of the human person. The other truth is that there is a law above governments. There's a law above the opinions of man, that there is some transcendent moral truth that we can appeal to for justice. And you see this in a lot of the videos that people are making. They're appealing to justice because they feel that they've been wronged. They've been wronged by the city and county for not properly preparing them from this catastrophe. They were wronged by the President of the United States, who didn't find it in his heart to even have one word to say for them, just no comment. Absolutely unbelievable. You know, what he could have said is, and I understand, you don't want to speak out of your kole when you don't know what's happening. He could have said, it was a catastrophe. Lahaina's gone, and I'm trying to get all the information. But while we're waiting for the information to come in, we're praying for all of those families. How hard could that have been said? Well, this is a man who sees no law other than his will. The third principle is subsidiarity. This principle protects us from outside, distant powers that mean to rip our communities apart. And what does subsidiarity mean? It means that power should lie close to us. Most power that influences the life of our community and our families should come from our community and from our families. It shouldn't come from distant bureaucracies. The Red Cross or FEMA shouldn't come here and begin bossing families around, telling them what's what. No, no. This family, this community can cooperate and partner with you to serve their needs. You are not here to boss those communities around. That's the principle of subsidiarity. Another very important principle is solidarity. And what is solidarity? Solidarity is the idea that you share in the burdens of others. Well, you're never going to go to any place on earth and find a community that is more committed to sharing the burdens of each other. And you see this right now. The people from Maui and the people from the Outer Islands began immediately filling their boats. I didn't hear the story that Alex mentioned, that they were coming in on jet skis. That's the principle of solidarity. And who are we in solidarity with? The vulnerable. And the vulnerable, it doesn't mean they're weak. But what vulnerable are strong people. Mike Tyson was an infant. And Mike Tyson one day will be an elderly man. Muhammad Ali, later in life, because of Parkinson's, was a frail man. Was he weak? Well, he was Muhammad Ali. But we all, at different times in our life, become vulnerable. Communities, too, strong communities become vulnerable. The principle of solidarity says that we share those burdens. And when we share the burdens of suffering with our family members, with our friends, with our neighbors, with our community, well, the vulnerable aren't so vulnerable. And that's the beauty of being a member of the human family. Then the next one is a humane economy. The humane economy recognizes that a just social order is grounded in private property rights. But we have the rights to our property. Those families in Lahaina have the rights to their property. But it is very important that the community be thoughtful to that, that we live in a commonwealth, that we are stewards of property. We don't expose the people of Lahaina to the vicious winds of international capital that will come in and consume them, flip it, sell it, exploit it. No. And so that's why I want to say with absolute and utter confidence that Lahaina will be for the locals. Lahaina will be for the Hawaiians. Lahaina will be for the Kama'aina. There is just no way, there is just absolutely no way that the people of Hawaii, and I believe the people of the world, will raise their voice and they will stand in solidarity with the families of Lahaina. There is just no way in the world that we're going to let these vultures succeed. They need to be chased away and they need to be exposed. If you guys want to stand with the people of Lahaina as they struggle, you can go to hopeforhawaii.com. 100% of your donation will go directly to support the people of Lahaina. And we are here right now. That is hopeforhawaii.com. And what we will do is after this is all done, we will audit the program. And we will place the audit there. It will be an independent audit. And I know it's scary when people take advantage of these crises. So I want you to have full confidence that 100% of your donation at hopeforhawaii.com will go to the people of Lahaina. We're working to meet all of their needs. We're working with the Native Hawaiian community. We're working with Epic Ministries. We're working with those families on the ground to make sure that all of their needs are met. Again, the best way we can honor the living is to remember the dead with proper burials. The best way we can honor the dead is to care for their living. I'll join you at the other side. It's Jason Jones on the Alex Jones Show. Aloha.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jones Show. I am Jason Jones, your guest host. I am founder of the Vulnerable People Project. Our website is thegreatcampaign.org. I founded the Vulnerable People Project in 2002. We have a very simple message, a very simple mission. Our mission statement is to stand with the most vulnerable people in the world when the world has left. We do this by promoting human dignity and inspiring solidarity and treating people with the respect that they deserve. And I want to do something on this last segment, this last 10 minutes, that links together four catastrophes that happened in recent history. One is the collapse of Iraq at the hands of ISIS and the decimation of the ancient Christian communities and the minority communities like the Yazidi and the Kakai. The withdrawal from Afghanistan, which saw a country thrust into hunger and chaos, and where those who trusted us and served alongside of us died a brutal death or were pushed down to the lowest levels of Afghan society. Think of the tragedy of the widows and orphans of our Afghan allies who were killed in action because they served alongside the United States, and now their wives and children are fighting just to live. And Ukraine, a forever quagmire that is seeing the people of Ukraine ground into dust as NATO and Russia dance on a minefield of strategic nuclear weapons, and the catastrophe in Lahaina. You may say, well, how, Jason, are these connected? And I think that there's only two ways to order a society. And those two ways are, we order society around serving the vulnerable. or we order society around exploiting the vulnerable. And we can look at Iraq, Ukraine, Afghanistan, and Lahaina. We can see both of those in action. Let's look at, for example, Lahaina. Let's start with Lahaina. You have, on the one hand, Hawaiian families and Kama'aina families from all across the various Hawaiian islands loading their boats, filling their boats, filling their planes, chartering planes, and putting on to the last pound as much weight on those planes and in those boats as they possibly can to get aid to the people of Lahaina. Then you have vultures, and God knows where they are in the world, working the phones. There was one gentleman I saw on the news that said he received 8 phone calls, I believe it was in 1 hour. I cannot imagine how infuriating that would be. In fact, in the news segment, he took it much better than I would have. He said, well, you know, there's always going to be people like that. And he's right. I guess we have to understand there's always going to be people like that. But you have folks that are donating, jumping on planes, coming over here and seeking to serve the vulnerable. And you have those that are seeking to exploit them. So I want to share a date with you. August 3rd, 2014, President Barack Obama had just called ISIS the JV team. And that was a true statement. You put ISIS up against the United States military, and they, in fact, are the JV team. So it would have been a very simple task for the United States to prevent a major genocide. But instead, the Obama administration sat on its hands and looked the other way, as the most precious and beautiful communities in the world were literally being wiped off the mat. August 3rd, 2014 is the anniversary of the ISIS attack on the Yazidi people, and it was devastating. August 15th, 2020 is the anniversary of the United States' ham-fisted, upside down and backwards, catastrophic withdrawal from Afghanistan. We left at the worst possible time with no thoughtfulness to the well-being of the people that we spent $2 trillion in a $2 trillion grift for the military-industrial complex and the NGO grifting complex. We spent $2 trillion in 20 years, and the people who most trusted in us faced death by murder, starvation, or by the elements. It gets very cold in Afghanistan. On August 26th, 2020, the anniversary is coming up of the explosion at Abbey Gate. What do we know about the explosion at Abbey Gate? We now know that the CIA, we now know, it's not speculation, that the CIA had known there was a terrorist in the area planning a bombing, and the American Army and Marine snipers were told to stand down and not engage the target. This resulted in a bomb blast that killed 13 Americans and 170 Afghans, and it led to countless Afghans being wounded. This is an unbelievable catastrophe. And then on August 30th, 2020, will be the 2-year anniversary of the United States' last plane leaving from Afghanistan. We saw Afghans falling from planes. We know, and the Biden administration knew, that many of our allies were being murdered. What was the response to the Biden administration? They said it couldn't have been better. We did a great job. In fact, for you veterans, they made a challenge coin for the mission, celebrating it as one of the greatest successes in American history. Well, I would say that it was one of the greatest catastrophes in world history. It was a blunder that left over $80 billion in weapons to the Taliban. That's the equivalent of all military aid to Israel from 1949 to 2019, something that's absolutely unbelievable. I saw that they put on the screen as I was talking our Hope for Sudan campaign. We have patches for all the countries that we work in. Sadly, that we put on our hats for our team members in the different countries. Sadly, recently, we've been having to create a lot of patches because we've added a lot of countries. I'll talk about what happened in Sudan just this past summer. Civil war. Okay, we have a guest. But as civil war erupted and the U.S. embassy was closed and American citizens were abandoned. I want to welcome a guest. He actually began sending me messages very early on and videos, and I credit him with getting me so upset that I said, it's just not enough for me to fundraise, that I have to jump on a plane and I have to come to Maui to see what's going on myself because my heart was so broken. And I know that, Jacob, you're a huge Alex Jones fan. Jacob, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you, sir. Just want to say mahalo to all the support, the love and support we're getting. Sorry, the video might be a little shaky, but I just want to say that the truth needs to get out. You know, we can't count on the news. We can't count on our government officials here. We can't count on nobody. Like, the people of Hawaii are coming together for each other. They're finally stopping. They're letting us, you know, with the power of the people and the word getting out, they're letting locals actually help locals out. You know, people are coming from Molokai, Lanai, all over the state pouring out into us. And they've been getting stymied this whole time. And it almost seems like a setup, right? We're like, wait, you don't want our help? It's just so confusing. It's very complicated. We realize it. But the truth has to get out. And we had to get it onto the biggest platform. We know we can't KITVs get to 150,000. We need millions of people to hear this story. Okay. These people right now are getting taken advantage of. People are tired and sad, so we just need to get the word out, please, you guys. We really, really need your help right now, and be really skeptical on who you're giving money to out there, guys.
Jacob, what do you think the real casualty level is at?
Well, you know, I already knew it was going to be over 1,000. You know, I get firsthand accounts of people coming out, escaping with the shirt on their back, saying there's bodies in the street, there's bodies floating in the water. All that stuff is true. It's not a conspiracy theory. You know, I'm hearing directed weather and all this stuff like that. You know, weather manipulation,
Jacob,
is real, okay? So go ahead.
We're down to a minute, brother. And just for the skeptics who are watching, is it true that Lahaina residents are being bombarded with realtors are prowling for their property?
Yeah, it is. It is. And you know what's sad is there are people that are actually abating them, right? And they're basically, you know, this is the true colors of people, you know, in situations like this. You see who's money hungry. You see which politicians have our back, which ones don't. We just got done with our election season. They made so many promises to us, and now they're selling us out. But, you know, it's no surprise. You know what I mean? Like, anybody who wanted to vote in person, unallowed to, you couldn't, you know, they stymied everything. They just,
Jacob,
we're under globalist attack.
We're down to a last minute, Jacob. I'm gonna meet with you today. We're gonna try to get BJ Penn and others on tomorrow. So I'm gonna call you as soon as I get off, okay?
Okay, sounds
good. Guys, in these last 46 seconds, if you want to support the people of Lahaina, I'd ask if you go to hopeforhawaii.com. If you give $100, that $100 goes directly to the people of Lahaina. If anyone who gives over $250 or more, you'll get the Jason, you'll get the hat that I'm wearing right here for the Vulnerable People Project, and we'll send you the Lahaina patch. We have Hawaii patches because that's our home. That's where we were founded. We'll send you the Lahaina patch, and it breaks my heart. We have to do that. I want to thank Alex Jones. I want to thank all of you. Thank you for praying for the people of Lahaina. Thank you for standing with the people of Lahaina. That's hopeforhawaii.com. Help us support all the families of Lahaina. Aloha and God bless you. I'll talk to you tomorrow, guys.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.